Hello everyone, I'm Adibhi Agrawal, a final year student from IIIT Bangalore. I am currently interning at Grafana Labs. Today I'm going to give a talk about observability for complete beginners. What is observability? So, observability is not a new idea. It first originated in control theory. In control theory, observability is defined as a measure of how well the internal states of a system can be inferred from the knowledge of its external outputs. The software industry borrowed this term. Now, we define it as the property of any system that allows us to understand what is going on with the systems, monitor what the systems are doing, and get the information that we need to operate and troubleshoot our systems. What is our web server doing? How many requests per second are there? And why do some errors occur at different intervals? We need to make our systems observable if we want answers to these questions. But why exactly do we need observability? Observability is important for many reasons. It enables transparency across applications. It helps in understanding what is happening behind the scenes. It allows us to catch issues even before they arise and helps us to understand the course of action to resolve them. For example, an increase in memory usage is often an indication that something bad might happen. It allows feedback loops, which are essential in DevOps. It also helps to find insights, bottlenecks, and tracing information. Along with proper alerting, observability can help to prevent downtime. But doesn't monitoring do the same thing? So no, monitoring tells us what is wrong. Observability tells us why it is wrong. Whenever anything goes wrong in our application, our monitoring tool alerts us. It helps us to track performance, identity issues, identify issues, find their root cause, and gain insights. We need to have monitoring to have observability. While monitoring provides answers, observability allows us to ask questions to debug a problem or gain insights into the systems. They complement each other, and we can only monitor an observable system. For observability to work, we need to have context. Metrics, logs, or monitoring alone will not give us context. Hence, observability breaks down into three key areas: logs, metrics, and traces. An event log is a record of an event that happened on a system. They are emitted by each process and may contain a variety of information like debugging information for the service, timestamps, etc. They provide a proper record of discrete events. Logs may be structured or unstructured. Metrics is simply data measured over intervals of time. They reflect aggregate type data about the performance of services, such as the number of queries, latencies, etc. Traces allow individual execution flows to be traced through the system, including timing and dependency details. So, how do we make our systems observable? Anything that happens inside or outside our systems can contain valuable information. To make our systems observable, we can start by collecting metrics. For example, we can collect metrics about CPU usage, memory, network, etc. We can also enable logging for supporting services. The logs from our system are also very important. We can use many open source tools to emit logs, traces, and metrics for our system. There are many open source tools for observability. Prometheus is one such tool. It is an open source monitoring and alerting toolkit. It has a query language, PromQL, and a powerful data model that allows us to monitor our applications and infrastructure. FluentBit is an open source log processor and forwarder that allows us to collect any data like metrics and logs from different sources. Jaeger is a tool for end-to-end tracing. Grafana is a very popular technology used to compose observability dashboards with everything from Prometheus and graphite metrics to logs and application data. There are many other tools that you can use apart from the tools that I have mentioned. Now let's talk about how you can get started with the observability space. You can get started with observability by building a side project and implementing monitoring, logging, and tracing for it. You can contribute to projects such as FluentBit, Loki, Prometheus, and become a part of the open source community. These organizations often take part in Google Summer of Code or LFX mentorship program, and you can also take part in these programs and become a part of the open source community. Last but not the least, attending conferences, meetups, and watching talks on YouTube is a great way to get familiar with this domain. Let's talk about my journey into the observability space. I was introduced to observability around 6 months ago when I started my internship at Grafana Labs. I contributed to Prometheus during my internship. I also got the chance to attend ObservabilityCon, which allowed me to learn more about this field. I also watched lots of KubeCon talks and videos on YouTube. Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Twitter.